God. So they wouldn't care what the scientists said, that this had to happen. They'd say, I don't give a hoot what the scientist said or what the doctor said. There's nothing that God can't do. God can heal my cancer. I don't give a hoot what the scientists, you know what I'm saying? That's the level of consciousness that we're being asked to go to. It's a level of consciousness where we go, what I know may not be all that there is to know. Like he's saying here, don't be, he says, if miracles are at all, their attributes would be as miraculous as they are, being part of them. There's a tendency to fragment. This is really important, because this is, this, you talking about what the course, what you do in Course in Miracles when you first get into it? This is what you do. He says there's a tendency to fragment and then to be concerned about the truth of just a little part of the whole. And he says, but trying to be concerned about just a little part is nothing but a way of avoiding or looking away from the whole to what you think you can better be able to understand. He says, for this is but another way in which you would try to keep understanding to yourself. So a way that we try to keep understanding actually to ourselves is we become concerned with just a little part of what we hear. And he says, in hope that just to dealing with a little part of it, I would better be able to understand it. So if I just fragment this off, this truth off, and try to analyze a little part of it, he says, then I think I'll be better able to understand it. But what I don't realize that I'm doing is, number one, I'm trying to keep understanding to myself, and I'm actually avoiding looking at the truth. In other words, if I hear, for instance, it says, if I think that I'm in a situation and I need to have this situation healed and I want God to heal it for me, that I need to keep one thought in mind no matter what, which is I'm not alone, I will not in truth to pass upon God. Okay, now, rather than just say that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some part of that and I'm going to fragment it off and I'm going to try to analyze it to understand better. While I'm analyzing it, guess what I'm not doing? I'm not doing it. I'm interfering. I'm not saying, I'm not sitting up there going, I'm not alone. See, I'm analyzing one aspect of it. So it's really, so analyzation really in my perception of the course is a way to avoid dealing with the truth that you've just been presented with and applying the truth you've just been presented with. So when my ego hears something that frightens it, it immediately goes into analyzation mode because I'm afraid to apply what I just heard. I don't want to stop joining in the suffering. I do want to believe I know what's best. I do want to heal my relationships in my own way. So what I'll do when I hear the truth that's the opposite of that is I'll fragment some part of it off, and then I'll analyze it to avoid dealing with the whole thing as a whole. And I love this next part. He says, now, we could even analyze what I just said, but... He says, but what? A better and far more helpful way to think of miracles is this. Notice how the Course says, don't worry about that. Let me just tell you the way to do. What do you do? He says, first of all, look at it this way. Think of it this way. You do not understand miracles. I do not understand true healing. That's what a miracle is, okay? First of all, I do not understand it. Okay, that's the first thing, okay, right? Then it says the next thing is to say, I don't understand miracles either in part or in whole. I don't understand it partially. I don't understand it totally. He says, but guess what? Miracles have been done through you. So even though you may not understand love and healing, healing has been done through you. There have been situations where you have been used for healing, and you know you have. All of us have had those experiences where we've been used as a means to bring joy and peace to someone else. So I don't know how I did it. I don't really understand the whole process, but I do know they have been done through me. He says, therefore, here is a very important point to breathe through the truth. Your understanding cannot be necessary. I'll say that again. In order to have a healing, it is not necessary for you to understand how the healing occurs. In order to have a loving relationship, you do not have to understand how it is going to occur. To have a miracle, which is a correct perception, you don't have to see it. This is right here. Y'all see it right in front of me? It says it's obviously that it can be done through you, so your understanding can't be necessary. You know, just like breathing is being done through you, but I bet unless we're doctors or something. I bet you that most of us don't know how breathing is being done through us, but it's happening. Okay, so the next level of consciousness is, first of all, I'm remembering instead of analyzing. The next level of consciousness is, I'm going to let healing be done through me. How am I going to let healing be done through me? By keeping one thought in mind, no matter how much I'm tempted to judge the situation. And what is that one thought I need to keep in mind? I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him, and he is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere, right? So the Course says, your understanding can't be necessary, yet it's still impossible to accomplish what you don't understand. So there must be something in you that does understand. So here's the way you work both sides of your being. My understanding can't be necessary. Something in me does understand. I do not understand. Something in me does understand. Got it? My ego mind, I do not understand. My Holy Spirit mind, something in me does understand. I don't understand. Something in me does. I don't know how to love everybody. Something in me does. I don't know how to forgive. Something in me does. You see it? The Course says that's what you do. Well, you can't accomplish anything you don't understand, and some things are being accomplished through you, so there must be some part of you that does understand. How do I get to the part of me that does understand? I say I have a part of me that doesn't understand. See how simple that is? Okay. Any question or comment about that paragraph?
I was just going to say that thing about understanding is drilled into us so much. You know, that's the whole educational thing that we have to understand, problem solve it, right? And you study it for like 9,000 years to understand it, and so you can solve it, but that's just blocking us.
And there's something in you that does understand,
right?
You know, but it's not your ego.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My ego doesn't know anything. I want to tell you all the truth about my ego. It only knows the past. And don't really know that. It's a distorted image of what happened even then. You realize your childhood and your childhood memories are so far removed from what actually happened during your childhood that it's like a distorted fragment of a dream that doesn't have any validity. Just think about how well you do remembering 3 days ago. And then think about your childhood. You know. And then when you think about your childhood or the past, do you know that the only thing that you're remembering is your reaction to everything and not everything's reaction to you? When you think about a past relationship, all you're remembering is how you perceived and responded and reacted in that relationship. You don't really know how that other person experienced that relationship. You know, have you ever been met somebody you used to be in a relationship with, and all you have is fond memories, and then they see you coming and they want to run? So it's so obviously their reaction and memory of what happened is totally different from yours. So even when you look back at the past, it's a totally distorted memory based on just what you felt about what happened. Isn't that true? All you remember is what you felt about what happened when you think about your last relationship. You're just remembering what you felt about what happened, how you interpret it. So the Course is saying to us that to be in our power, it's like getting us to get to be honest and say, you know, I don't understand. I don't understand what healing is. I really don't understand a miracle, but miracles have been done through me, so there must be something in me that does know. And then the Course says, well, that's the Holy Spirit. And so you let the Holy Spirit, there's something in you that does know, that is the guest that you've invited in. That's what makes us different from the average truth student who's thinking of that spiritual evolvement is nothing but the self-aggrandizement of the ego and making your ego more autonomous and better at doing things on its own without everybody else. That's the ego's use of spiritual truth. You know? That's the ego using the truth. It takes everything we're reading, and it tries to take everything that we're reading to further increase its sense of autonomy and separation.